I think it's fair to say that Idel Rodriguez is not a fan of Donald Trump. A while back, the Cuban-American artist did a cover for Time magazine. It featured Trump's head melting. Now Rodriguez has done a cover for the German magazine Der Spiegel. It's getting a lot of attention. If you haven't seen it, here's what the image looks like. Rodriguez poses Donald Trump like a jihadist warrior. In one hand, Trump holds the severed head of the Statue of Liberty. In the other hand, a bloody knife. I asked Rodriguez if he thinks it's fair to compare Trump to a terrorist.
I don't think you can be subtle about what's happening right now. You know, when I was a kid, I would go outside and I'd get in trouble with someone. And, you know, they might punch me or they might do something. I'd come home crying. My dad just would say, you know, I just go back there and punch him harder next time. That's how I grew up. I've done about 4 covers now. Time magazine, 2 covers, 2 for Der Spiegel. When I did the first one for Time magazine, they called me on CNN. And I spent 4 minutes defending whether I was being fair or not because I made his face melting. And I'm like, what is this about fairness all the time? No, he's a jerk.
How does the reaction this time compare to previous images, like you mentioned, the melting Trump face?
The past covers that I've done got a lot of attention. They were like big sensations. But this has been maybe like 5 times, 6 times as much attention, messages, emails, nasty comments.
So you're used to getting some flack. Why is it worth it to you?
My freedom of speech is worth it. My father had to be quiet in Cuba his whole life. He couldn't say anything about what was going on in the world or in the country. So I'm just respecting my family's reason for coming to this country.
So you came to the U.S. from Cuba when you were 9, right?
Yeah, I came on the Mariel boat lift in 1980.
And can you talk a little bit more about, you know, how your experiences influenced what you do now?
Growing up in Cuba, I saw kind of like firsthand how people behave in a dictatorship, how people are afraid to talk. So when I've been here and I've seen people kind of do that, it kind of like jogs my mind and I go, wow, this is the same stuff that I've heard when I was a child in Cuba. So when I started making this work, I was trying to make images to warn people, hey, this is very serious. This is very important. Pay attention, please pay attention. And partly is because I've been there and I know what can happen.
Have you thought about what you do now with your images? Because after you decapitate the Statue of Liberty, I mean, where do you go from there if you want to make a bolder statement?
I can make a lot of bold statements whenever I want. I have ideas all the time and for many other things. And what people don't realize or what this whole fuss is about is that it's a symbol, it's a metaphor. It's not an actual person, you know. It's a statue, it's got no blood. It's actually a metaphor. I can reuse the metaphor and I can put the head back in, or I can you know, have Trump sitting on the Statue of Liberty's head like a thinker. You know, that's an image. And all that's in his mind is like a Twitter bird or something. That's something that I've sketched. So I can play around with this nonsense, you know, forever. This is not something that I have made the ultimate final statement on this. No, I'm an artist. And it always progresses. It always changes. If Trump next year becomes like the most democratic, wonderful president, maybe he's on the statue and he's sewing the head back on and we're all good again. You know, or if he gets impeached, I have a great idea for an image already for that, which I'm not going to say here, but but that's what we do as artists. We spend all day just kind of like telling stories, making jokes to ourselves and sometimes laughing. And it happens to me all the time where even with this one and some other things that I've done, the idea just pops into my head, and then I feel like if I don't make it, I'm kind of censoring that idea. I'm censoring myself, and I don't want to be a censor. So I go ahead and make it, and then when I look at it, I go, oh, my God, this is really nuts. This is really wrong. Okay, let me show it to people. And then it becomes this explosion.
Idel Rodriguez, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You can see that Der Spiegel cover and more work from Rodriguez at PRI.org.